What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Back in on the Graybar Sports Open Line here on a Monday night. Joe Pott in for Matt Pauly today and tomorrow. And we'll switch gears here. We'll talk a little Winter Classic and Blues hockey. And Matt DeFranks is with us. He covers the Blues for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and STLtoday.com. And we owe him a big thanks because we were bothering him during the pregame press conferences here earlier this evening. And so sorry for that. And we appreciate you doing this now for us.
Oh, no worries at all. Yeah, I think they ran a little late. So if anything, it's their fault.
Yeah. All right, we'll blame them. I'll be sure to get on them. What's the weather like right now in Chicago?
Today was gorgeous. Probably about 40 degrees. It was to the point where I didn't even know what temperature it was because it wasn't at that level where I needed to know. Right.
Nice.
It was comfortable. I was outside for a couple hours, and only towards the end of it did I feel like I needed to put my gloves on. See your breath, but it wasn't really that bone chilling. It was a beautiful day today. Tomorrow, when I've looked at forecasts before, it showed a little bit of rain in the morning. I don't know what it looks like or what it's going to be like tomorrow, but if tomorrow is like today, it should be a gorgeous day in Chicago.
Fantastic. Good to know. Blues, Blackhawks tomorrow, 4:00. Puck drops there at Wrigley Field. They're coming off certainly a lackluster, result, and it's certainly the last half of that third period against Buffalo on Sunday. Not the way I'm sure they wanted to finish off that two-game homestand going into this Winter Classic.
Yeah, and like if you watch that game in its totality, you would look at it and say, all right, well, the Blues played okay enough. They probably should have deserved it. Won probably 2 points out of that game. But when you play more games like that, you'll get the results. And I think most of the times you'd look at it that way. But against a team like that who had just recently lost 13 games in a row.
Yeah.
And when you're looking for your first three-game win streak of the season, you have it a big game before the Winter Classic. It just was a disappointment, right? I think a lot of other times you would look at it as kind of an encouraging game to watch, even if they didn't get a point out of it. But because of the errors they made in the third period with turnovers, taking penalties, they put themselves in a position to win, and they just didn't take advantage of it. So that was the disappointing part of it, even if they did play well overall. And so I think they can – honestly take a lot of good things from the how they played at 5-on-5 against Buffalo. It's just the special teams were not good enough. They gave up two power play goals, went 0-for-4 themselves on the power play. So a lot that didn't go right for the Blues on the night when they probably deserved more than 0 points for sure.
You lead me right into my next thought or my next point, which was the special teams, because that was certainly the issue or one of the issues, I guess, yesterday. But it's been that's unfortunately a little bit of a theme for this year, that they hold their own, play well 5-on-5, but it's oftentimes the special teams that have snuck up and got them. They're in the bottom five in the league in power plays right now.
Yeah, I mean, the power play, I think, is – I got my numbers right. 1 for their last 20. They went a 7-game stretch where they didn't score on the power play, and then they did score against Nashville on a 4-on-3. And Cam Fowler's goal went in at the very second that a power play expired, so didn't technically count as one,
sure.
But in spirit, it was right. So they found a little bit of success against Nashville, and they've been kind of changing up the units. From what I could see at practice in Wrigley Field today, and it's tougher to see who's who out there when they don't have the big numbers in a stadium. It looked like they had moved around some guys, and it looked like Sundqvist was on the top power play unit at the net front with Thomas, Buchnevich, Holloway, and Fowler. And then on the second unit, it looked like it was Neighbors, Giroux, Shen, Boldert, and Fox. So they've been trying to mix up personnel, trying to find different things that can maybe get them going a little bit. But the power play has been something that has been an issue for sure. And recently it's been costing them games, honestly.
Matt DeFranks with us from STL Today and the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. He, of course, covers the Blues. Do you feel like you're getting a handle or we're getting a handle on what the Blues are or certainly are aspiring to be under Jim Montgomery?
Yeah, I think a little bit. You know, he's a process-oriented coach, which means, you know, normally he would look at a night like or a day like Sunday and say, you know what, we played well enough. I like the way we played, and the result doesn't really it matters, but it doesn't really dictate how he feels about how they played. And so I think that's number one when it comes to Jim Montgomery, is understanding that that's how he views the game, and he views it as a process and not results-based with how his team's playing. Obviously, coaches are judged on results, and that's not going to be lost on him, but that's step one with him. And the other things he likes is, you know, he's a puck pressure, puck possession based coach. That's the way he teaches things. He teaches, you know, active defensemen and, you know, connected forwards where they're able to cover for them. And, you know, when you have that, you have five guys working together and you have longer offensive zone shifts. And the things that really matter to Montgomery that he tracks every game, you know, they're, odd man rushes, total scoring chances, offensive zone possession. Like, it's not, you know, you're not reinventing the wheel, but you're kind of seeing what areas of the game are important to a coach and the way he evaluates it game by game. So, yeah, we'll see how the Blues look, you know, going forward under him, because I think the biggest thing we have to remember with this hire is that he wasn't hired for this team in particular. You know, they signed him to a five-year contract. They hired him right now because he was available right now, but they view him as a coach who can lead them into their next transition when they do have, you know, younger players coming into their core, and they do have other players rotating out of the team. So that's kind of where the Blues think they're going under him. And, you know, I guess in the last half of the season, we'll understand a little bit more where everything is, that whole process with the Blues overall and under Jim Montgomery.
How big of an add has Dylan Holloway been? It seems to me, I mean, that is just, it looks, that the signing of those two on the offer sheets looked better and better as we go along, and certainly in the case of Dylan Holloway.
Yeah, I think when Dylan Holloway had the hat trick in Detroit, it's an important game. Number one, first career hat trick in the NHL. Number two, it snapped a 6-game pointless streak, and that was after maybe the best hockey of his career. Mm-hmm. He had a 7-game point streak, and then suddenly went silent. Not just quiet, just he went silent. And to get that hat trick in Detroit was a good step in the right direction. He followed up with a 2-assist game, I believe, against Nashville. So he's started to come on a little bit, and I'm trying to remember what I looked up after Holloway's hat trick. But, you know, he's 23 years old. And he was, I think, the youngest Blue to have a hat trick, I want to say, since Robbie Fabry, but I don't know that for sure.
Okay.
But I think he was the youngest player in the NHL this season to have a hat trick. So I think because Holloway was acquired in such a high attention way that we forget how young he still is, and the fact that he can still, you know, have almost an entire career with the Blues because he's only 23 years old. I think that gets lost in us sometimes just because it was a high-profile acquisition.
And likely going to be important just because of what you said, right? Because the Jim Montgomery is not necessarily here for the 24-25 Blues, but he is for the 26-27, 27-28 going forward. And Dylan Holloway at least figures to be a big part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the thing early on when Montgomery took over, that's when Holloway's point streak began to begin with, right? That's when you started seeing him flash a lot more. He had those two goals in Jersey. He was hard on pucks in New York against the Rangers. And Montgomery really liked the tenacity that he was showing. And he loves the willingness that Holloway shows to get better. You know, a lot of times he's one of the last few players on the practice ice, whether that's practice, morning skate, whatever. And when he's off the ice, then he goes to the shooting room. And that's something that Jim Montgomery has said over and over again that he likes about Dylan Holloway, is the fact that he's able to, you know, take what the coaches want him to do during practice and then add to it himself and want to get better and show that the ambition, the drive, whatever you want to call it. And Montgomery just says, you know, I like that Holloway is a hockey player. And that's the highest compliment that I can give someone, is that they're just a hockey player.
Yeah, I imagine that would be good coming from Monty for sure. Matt DeFranks, before we let you go, this feels like a big stretch after the Winter Classic game. This team has 5 of the next 7 at home. January specifically has a lot of home games. It feels like they can make up some, they can make some hay here, as you will.
Yeah, the schedule definitely turns to their favor once January arrives. I mean, personally, I am very much looking forward to the game tomorrow. I think it's going to be a great atmosphere. I've never seen a hockey game in Ridley. I think I've only been to maybe 3 baseball games in Ridley, and I'm looking forward to it a lot. But the fact that after the game tomorrow, it's a home-heavy schedule, and it's not me packing my stuff and leaving every 3 days, I think that's going to be enjoyable for myself. And if I feel that way, I mean, I know the players and the coaches and the staff feel that way. And it's going to be a lot of home games, a lot of chances to write a home record that is, I believe it's 7-9-1. So, you know, if they can get their home record back to a place where they feel comfortable and can win games against some of these bad teams coming up. I mean, they have Ottawa, they have Columbus, they have, you know, Chicago even tomorrow, right? They have some bad teams on their roster, on their schedule. And if they can get some results against them and combine that with the home schedule, it's an important stretch for them, because if we look at it, you know, with the numbers, they're 500 right now, and they probably need to play at a 106-point pace the rest of the season in order to get to 95 points, which has typically been the cutoff. And even this year, 98 points is the 8th-place team in the West. So they have some work to do, and the schedule certainly should help them in January.
Well, Matt DeFranks, enjoy it. I agree. I think, boy, a hockey game at Wrigley sounds like it'd be a really cool experience. So have some fun. Enjoy it. Again, thanks for doing this tonight. I know it's busy around the Winter Classic, but we appreciate you taking some time for us tonight.
Yeah, I found a corner because Chance the Rapper's doing a sound check right now. So.
Oh, yeah. Get out there.
I appreciate it.
That is Matt DeFranks. He covers the Blues for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and STL Today. You can follow on X at MDFranks. That's MDEFRANKS. We appreciate him taking some time. Winter Classic tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock, is the puck drop at Wrigley Field. We'll wrap up this edition of the Graybar Sports Open Line on the other side of the break. Joe Pott in for Matt Pauly, coming right back on KMOX.